Thank you for your time. Today I invited you to have an interview regarding the immigration, especially in work market, how the applicants for could find a job in Austria, and which kind of applicants are actually required in the market of Europe, or especially specifically in Austria.
Well, sure. In a way, we have a kind of a labor shortage in Austria, and in whole Europe, in particular as it comes to higher qualified jobs. Mm-hmm. So Austria definitely needs people who are able to perform in better jobs, and this also applies for immigrants. Mm-hmm. Austria is very open to people with a good education and with some German or English knowledge to come here and work. Mm-hmm. This would mean the applicant needs an education. Predominantly what is needed would be engineering, would be IT. In particular, yes. In IT, people are needed. If people with an IT degree, higher education, come here, it is likely to find a job. But we need people who speak German on a certain level, or at least English on a certain level. Mm-hmm.
So what do you really think? Do you think if someone has sufficient English level or German level, okay? And let's say he's a good mechanic engineer or an IT engineer who's got a very good history and resume in programming in computer, for example, okay? Is there any good chance, let's call it, to find job here in Austria or in cities around Vienna?
Well, I would think all these kind of jobs, mechanical engineering and IT, are in high demand. We know many companies who look for people.
Okay.
Many of them require at least some basic German, not only because they have to work in German, but just to communicate within the company. Mm-hmm. And if an applicant speaks German on a reasonable level,
yes,
I would think it is highly likely that he or she would find a job in Austria. If the person speaks English only, there's still a good chance in bigger companies where working language is English.
I see.
This means, so to say, besides the language, education is the main criteria.
I understand. But lots of these clients have already been searching since few years ago from Iran to find a job here. The problem is the let's say employer or potential employer would like to see them, talk to them, see their work. The question is, we have a lot of clients all around the world. They look for a way to come legally in Europe, especially in Austria, Germany, and look for the job here. You know, when they are here, they have the access. They could be available for any kind of interview in person.
Sure.
What is the
Well, I understand that many employers do not want to interview someone who cannot easily come to Austria. Like,
sure.
Even if you're like the best IT person in the world and you're in Iran, mm-hmm. and I interview you and I think I want to hire you because of your excellent knowledge and your good English, it would take some time until you're here, and it's always questionable if you then actually want to come and work in my company. I have much more faith in you and what you tell me if you're here in Austria and if you come to an interview, mm-hmm. and we talk and we know if I say I need you tomorrow.
Yes.
You could start tomorrow because you're already here and we don't have to start any process which might take months. So it's much better, much higher chance if you're already in Austria.
Mm-hmm.
So another question is, how would you be able to come to Austria? Well, there is, you can, as a third country national, someone who is not in the EU and not certain other countries, you need a visa to come to Austria.
True.
There is one way, is of course a tourist visa, that you have to tell the embassy that you want to go for Austria for a holiday. This might not be the ideal thing. This is also up to 3 months only, so we would not really recommend this. What works is a so-called job seeker visa.
Mm-hmm.
A job seeker visa is issued to people who have a high education, certain qualifications.
Okay.
Not, so to say, the average. It's only for the very good ones. And these very good ones can come to Austria for 6 months to look for a job.
Okay.
And when they find a job here, then it is also very likely that they actually get a residence permit.
Okay, so They don't have to look for the job, for example, from Iran or let's say Dubai or Iraq. They can come here through this legal pathway.
Yes.
And they can look for the job 6 months here. Okay, this is very interesting and attractive. And what I understand is they cannot bring their spouse or dependents in this period of 6 months. But let's say after 3 months, 4 months, they find a job and they apply for, so to say, what vice what card or
yes, the residence permit with work permit, yes.
Yes, so they get the residence permit. Now, are they allowed to have their family also here?
Well, as you rightly said, during this visa period, up to 6 months, they can only come by themselves without the family. If they get the residence permit, the Rot-Weiß-Rot card,
okay.
Then they would come can come with the family. They would be able to bring the family with them.
Before I go back to the requirements of this kind of 6 months look job seeker visa, let's talk about the family and the benefits they may enjoy. I mean, if someone works in Austria, pays the insurance, taxes, legally have a position here, I feel it's not only beneficial for him, but also for the hosting country. So we as a society would appreciate the people who work legally here and contribute to this country. And is there any free education for the children here? What could they?
Yeah. The whole system in a way, this goes back to socialism after the First World War. The whole system is set up in a way that it supports families to a much larger extent than other countries. Basically, when you work in Austria, there's a compulsory social insurance.
Mm-hmm.
This means you can only get you can only work here if you are also in this insurance, and this is also a prerequisite for the visa. So without insurance, no visa, no nothing. And this insurance also covers your spouse and your children up to the age of 18, and this is included.
Ah, okay.
So you do not have to pay more to get the insurance, the health insurance for your children. This is included with your work, so to say.
Okay.
This
is, so it answers to all your medical
yes.
real problems,
yes.
let's say, yeah?
And education, yeah, well, education in Austria in school is generally free. This means, well, actually, it's compulsory. Actually, when you live here, you have to go to school. As of the age of 6 years, starting up to when you are 16, you have to go to school, and this is for free. Of course, there's also private schools where you can pay, and this is then up to you if you want to go to a private school and pay. It's not very expensive, by the way. Or you go to a public school, but public schools, depending where you are in the area, are generally also on a high level, and it's absolutely okay to study in Austria in a public school.
Yes, I understand. So then if even a foreigner who comes here to work and is residing here legally and working here and pays for the insurance, then they can benefit the medical system?
Yes.
He and his family, or let's
yes.
say all the family, and the children could use the very...
The children have to go to school.
Okay.
this is
what we understand.
Part yeah. of the deal.
Okay.
And so, this all comes with the work.
How about the spouse? I mean, let's imagine that I come to work here as a foreigner, okay? Then I'm working like getting 2,000-3,000 euros per month. But how about my wife? Is she allowed to work?
Yes. If you have this Rot-Weiß-Rot card, the residence permit with work permit, then automatically your spouse can also work in this country.
Fantastic.
This means she can look for a job and she doesn't have to work, but she can.
But as a lawyer, you know, you should comprehend this point that people normally want to immigrate. At the end of the day, they're looking for kind of permanent residency or citizenship. This pathway, is there any way to reach to that point that they can be sure that someday they get this permanent residency, let's call it EU Aufenthaltstitel or
yeah.
something like that?
Well, this Rot-Weiß-Rot card, as we call it, would first be issued for 2 years.
Okay.
If you work for these 2 years or almost for 2 years, then it would be issued again for another period mm-hmm. of 2 or 3 years. And once you stayed here for 5 years and you do a German exam, mm-hmm. so they want you to have some proper German knowledge, then you get what is called a permanent residency for the EU. This okay. means you get a residence card, which is valid for 5 years, but this is only the card. The card will be renewed automatically after 5 years, provided that you continue to work here. Basically, you have to. Once you're here, the requirements are basically you have to work, so to say, you have to have enough money and you should not commit any crimes.
Yes,
but this is no surprise, I guess.
Yes, of course.
And when you have stayed here for several years, mm-hmm. You can also get the Austrian nationality.
Okay,
depends on your German and other requirements. So to say, a good rule is that after 6 years of working here, earning enough money, and doing a German exam on a higher level, then you qualify for citizenship.
So this seems kind of interesting. Then I can come here, look for a job if I'm an educated person with highly yes. qualification. But the question is now, let's go back again to the yeah. point. So this doesn't seem very expensive. I mean, I come here, I have to pay only for my cost of living in the next 6 months.
Yeah, and plus insurance.
Plus insurance.
But this time you're not working, so you need an insurance
Correct.
In addition. You
yes.
have to live somewhere, yes.
Okay, so what are these exact requirements? Let's say someone now wants to try his chance, come here, look for a job, and start his life and his family life in Austria. How could he get this 6 months job seeker visa to come here?
Yeah, well, the requirements there are that you get a certain number of points on a checklist. And this checklist sets out qualifications. You get points for your education, like university education typically, mm-hmm. for the engineering and technical subjects, you would get extra points. You would get points for work experience in your field.
Okay.
You might get points for special education like PhD. Publications on a scientific level, being a CEO of a bigger company,
okay.
a stock-listed company, mm-hmm. Then you get points for your language skills, mm-hmm. and also for the age. The younger, the better.
Okay.
And if these points, so you can be very good in languages and have not worked so much, or you don't get all the points in languages, but you have worked more and you have more work experience. If all these points meet a certain total, mm-hmm. you qualify.
Okay.
So this means practically you have, in order to do this, you have to file an application at the Austrian Embassy.
Yes.
The Austrian Embassy forwards the application to the Austrian Labour Market Authority, which checks if you have the points.
I see.
So this is why it takes a bit. And then this Labour Market Authority sends the answers back to the embassy, and then the embassy grants the visa if everything is fine.
I understand. So now, if someone is interested, what could MIE and Schwarzschöne offer? Let's say, for example, someone in Iran, because we deal with lots of Iranian citizens and many others from the Middle East or even from US, someone is interested. How could we help them to do so?
Well, basically, we would start assessing whether it's realistic that they get the points. So we mm-hmm. would have a checklist of all the documents we require. We then would check these documents. Mm-hmm. The communication is usually done via MIE because this facilitates things, mm-hmm. in particular with dealing with non-German or non-English documents. So we collect these things. We put together an application and send the application to the country where the person is from, let's say Iran, and the person then goes with the package we have prepared to the Austrian embassy.
Okay.
And then it is frequently the case that either the embassy or the labor market authority has some additional questions.
Okay.
This might be very simple things that they tell us that a certain certificate doesn't have the correct stamp, or they don't like the translation, or they think you need more money for your insurance. This is things which often cause a big problem if you do not know what you should do. For us, in most of these cases, we can resolve these things. so to say that then the application is fine for the authorities and is further processed.
Okay, so we are just getting to the final stages of our questions, but I think everything's now clear. Everyone knows what kind of requirements and what is the future of that. Of course, we cannot guarantee any kind of results, but let's say if someone has been assessed by your team and you think he's got 70 points and he's a highly qualified person, how is the chance to get this visa? How do you think about that?
Well, the thing is, you have actually a claim against the government that the visa is issued if everything is fine.
Uh-huh.
This means, okay. It's not like in other countries where they say, well, I don't like this, or I only grant
exactly, it. Like American embassy, for example.
So if the requirements are met, they have to grant the visa.
They have to.
It's not that they could say, well, we just, because we want, we only grant 80%. Of course, they have a certain discretion whether they think that the requirements are met or not. But generally, when we say it works, in most of the cases, it works. Which means, like, let's say, more than 90%, 95% maybe.
Uh-huh.
And once in a while, there's a surprise. But in most cases, we already know if there's a problem before we file it.
So I would like to just now address our people, our viewers and audiences, that this is a very important point. Because a lot of people go, for example, to American Embassy. For any reasons, the officer doesn't want to grant them the visa. So they come to us and say, we had all the chances, we had all the documents, but they rejected us. We say that normally the lawyer told us that in Austria, Vienna, this is totally different. And if you have all the documents, normally you'll be granted the visa. So you confirm that there is a good chance if someone has all the documents, all the conditions, the visa should be granted. And what if they don't? I mean, let's imagine that there is kind of very special case. I understand that the authorities are very trying to be nice to people and to do the law. But if someone doesn't want to grant the visa for some, let's say, not in the frame.
Yeah, sometimes there is dubious cases. Yeah, like for instance, it is questionable whether this person actually worked in a certain company where they got uh-huh. the certificate. And the authority rejects it. Well, if this is, if the rejection is not okay, we can go to a court and file a complaint against the authority there. Then the court might overrule the decision. But in our experience, it's rather that when we do our internal assessment, we tend to be a little stricter than we expect the authority to be. This means we want to make sure that things work. And we
exactly.
want that when we tell the clients we think it works, that we also have we also believe it, and we have a high chance that it works.
Mm-hmm.
So cases where it does not work, from our experience, are often that the people do not do what we told them.
Yes.
Like, for instance, there's a certain requirement of money, and this is not like a fixed sum, but this depends on how much the person actually needs. And we tend to say it's a bit more we need than the authority might want,
mm-hmm.
so that we are on the safe side.
Oh, okay.
So we try to file cases which work.
So in this, yeah. I understand that when you are a bit stricter and you organize the document and you know all the experiences, even the authority, they feel that the case is organized in a respectful way. It's even making their job easier because this is very, very organized. You have already checked everything once and ticked that.
Yes, so. Correct. Yeah. And also, it's better the way we organize the documents and put them together in the way the authority is used to it. We know how to fill in these forms. This is all little details, but they increase the chances.
I see. This is very important now.
Yeah.
Now. So now we are more confident that we can proceed with this, and we can see that if they come and find the job, there is red, white, red, or let's say the resident permit with the work permit.
Yeah.
Now they want to be sure if they find a job and they need help in applying for the resident permit with work permission. And let's say in final stages to get this EU offenthalt or EU residency, will your office help them, support them in those stages also?
Yes, I mean, basically we have many clients for who we work over a consecutive number of years, from the first application filed in the foreign embassy up to permanent residence permit here. So we keep in contact. We tell the people when your card is about to expire, should we start the renewal process? So we are taking care of them. Yes.
Great. So the last question. The last question is, I know that there is no guarantee for the job or for the visa, but will you give them information regarding, for example, the job finding also? Because I know that there are headhunters here. Will your office perhaps provide some information in this regard?
Yes, we are collaborating with several headhunters and we can forward the CVs or the applications to headhunters. This increases the chance to find a job here.
Perfect. So I summarize all our interview in these very important sentences. You can have the help to get your visa, to come here to look for the job. You could have the information where to look. And then when you find the job, you can have the legal support to get your residence permit, to work here, to have your family, your children. And at the end of the day, if you work here without any criminal record, you learn our language, you act as you're supposed to,
yes,
you can even get your citizenship and nationality here.
Yes.
In Austria. This was a great talk to you. I would like to thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
It was a pleasure.